When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Steve. I just want to let you know that for all the latest on our podcast, hit us up at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're also on Patreon if you want to check that out. But our homepage is with the Age of Radio Network at ageofradio.org/everythingilearnedfrommovies. And if you're looking for some amazing art, check out my wife's Etsy page at untidyvenus.etsy.com. All kinds of great stuff there. Also, follow us at PodCartFest, that's PodCartFest, for our periodic art and podcasting festival that we're going to be hosting. It's actually pretty cool. Check it out. So yeah, on that note, let's get to the show.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot, holes, and gratuitous boobies, it's time to get busy with your friend Steve and Izzy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, recorded live before a studio audience in the Fortress of Solitude, Castaways Podcast Network proudly presents Cast Away! And now your host, Steve!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen! I'm Steve Dragool, and welcome to Cast Away, the game show where you decide what Hollywood should make. As always, I'm here with three incredible, top-of-the-line aspiring movie producer podcasters who are going to make some calls and try to sell you on the next cast of a Hollywood blockbuster. And tonight, we are casting Dracula! And our contestants are Eddie from the Bloody Bits Podcast. Welcome, Eddie!
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And then we have Izzy from Everything I Learned from Movies. Welcome, Izzy.
Who's she, Steve?
And finally, we have Sam from Movie Reviews and 20 Qs. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you. And very glad to be here. Very excited. Can't wait. Hey, everyone.
Excellent. Welcome all. And let's look at the board. The categories today are Director, Dracula, Jonathan Harker, Mina Hawker, or Minna. I don't know, depending on the movie.
It's Mina, goddammit.
Lucy Westenra, Abraham Van Helsing, Dr. Jack Seward, R.M. Renfield, Lord Arthur Holmwood, Dracula's Brides, The Wild Card, and of course, the time and place setting. For those of you tuning in for the first time, our three competitors have the option of using any actor, actress, or director of all time to cast their own version of this movie. Each round, each contestant will reveal their pick for that character, and yes, duplicates are allowed, because if we're using Back to the Future time travel technology anyway, and everybody wants 1993 Schwarzenegger, then we can go back and get him out of three or four continuums. Makes sense? Good. Once the ensemble cast is made, they'll each get 30 seconds to pitch their vision to their listeners, and then our listeners can vote for their favorite version of the film on Twitter and Patreon. Yes, Castaway is proudly sponsored by the good people of Patreon, specifically those who go to patreon.com/EILFmovies, and for just $2 they can gain access to dozens of bonus episodes exclusive to the patrons of the incredible podcast, Everything I Learned from Movies, hosted by yours truly and the lovely Izzy. And yes, that also means in this technocracy you can vote up to twice on Twitter and Patreon, but only if you follow us at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies. Thank you. On all the formats. So join now. And Eddie, why don't you wow us with your director for your vision?
Okay, so I thought long and hard about my vision of Dracula, right? Because we've all seen Dracula. I want a Dracula reimagined. I want an auteur to grab a hold of the reins of the fangs and take it to places that it's never been before. Ladies and gentlemen, my selection for the director of my Dracula project, so far untitled, is a 1988 Paul Verhoeven.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Very good choice.
Excellent. And what does the Danish auteur Paul Verhoeven bring to your masterpiece?
Oh, I think as we start to reveal the theme of my masterpiece, it's going to become abundantly apparent because, we'll get to it with the time and the place settings, but I think he's very good at doing satire unintentionally, I believe. I think that just through his sheer existence, RoboCop became what RoboCop was. And, of course, Starship Troopers. And I have a little bit of a different, unique vision for where I want to take Dracula. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Excellent. A Dracula Showgirls crossover. I can smell it. Excellent choice. Excellent choice. Written by Joe Westerhaus. No. All right. Thank you, Eddie. All right, Izzy. Who is your director?
This will come as a shock to everyone, but we have...
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I was writing out loud.
Well, it's John, J-O-H-N.
John, okay.
Carpenter.
Oh, John Carpenter. Oh.
It's a Halloween movie. I too want to take a little bit of a different take, a little bit of a spin on Dracula. And as with Eddie, as my cast unfolds, I think you'll notice theme.
Oh, all right.
As long as it's Master not himself. a neo-Western.
Yeah. I mean, everything's a Western if you think about it.
True. Excellent choice. John Carpenter, the horror master himself, is the director. All right, Sam, who's directing your masterpiece?
I feel like this is incredibly obvious. I'm going to go with the New Zealand director who did the best vampire film that we've gotten in the last 10, 20, 50 years, maybe. I'm going with Taika Waititi. Of course, I've got to go. I've got to go with him.
Of course, yeah, you got to represent, right?
How can I come on this podcast and not go with Taika Waititi?
Excellent choice, Taika Waititi. And I guess going on to the next pick, who's the Dracula for your vision?
This is the thing. Like, Taika Waititi managed to lure Natalie Portman back out of retirement into the MCU again, or MCU retirement. So I'm going to go with Daniel Day-Lewis as Dracula. Daniel Day-Lewis is retired, but I want to see him come back and be the weirdo that he was in There Will Be Blood. This time there will be blood. He's just going for it.
Yeah, I was totally just thinking, I just drink your milkshake.
Exactly. DDL. Go in class with one of my picks at least.
Excellent choice. That's a pretty good one. Wow. Can't wait for him to be somewhat humorous with the Taika Waititi take as well. So
it's just weird. It's like, you know, when you put two foods together and you're like, that's not going to work. And then it's the most delicious thing you've ever had. That's what I'm hoping for, at least.
Excellent choice. Daniel Day-Lewis. All right, babe, who's your Dracula?
Ah, so I am going to go for a Lady Dracula. Ooh. I want the Baroness Dracula. And I'm going to go with, I feel, who, like, really is a mistress of the dark and doesn't get the credit that is due, Monica Bellucci.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I give up. I mean, you're fine.
Who's going to resist her vampire's thrall?
Could she potentially be a vampire as we speak?
I mean, guys.
Well, she was in Bram Stoker's, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, she was one of the wives.
Yes, and now she's ascended. Yeah. Now she's the head of the household.
She got a promotion. All right. Excellent. Excellent choice. Monica Bellucci as Dracula. I guess Dracula could also be feminine. Yeah, yeah. All right. I was trying to think of, like, what the other alternative would be, like, Draculi? No, I don't know.
Draculis?
No, there we go. Draculisi. There we go. All right, Eddie. How about your Dracula?
So I thought long and hard about this one. It's got to be somebody who can work very well with the director, right?
Right.
And we're going again with a Coke-fueled 1988 Paul Verhoeven. I got to stick with 1988, and I got to go with it's kind of cheating, I guess, Cyber Dracula played by Dolph Lundgren, fresh off of his performance in Johnny Mnemonic.
Excellent choice.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you remember him as the street preacher that beat the shit out of Keanu Reeves repeatedly until he didn't. I think he's going to be perfect. And I just want him to channel that role. I'll just tell Dolph, like, look, man, you got this down. Don't worry. Go with what you know. I want that, but with fangs. That's my only note.
Excellent. One of two Dolphs in that movie.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. His boss, also a doll.
Yeah.
Excellent choice. Dracula Lundgren. I'm purchasing a ticket right now.
It's a great, great portmanteau, sir.
Excellent. And I guess now it's time for your next pick for Jonathan Harker.
Well, this seems obvious. If you're going to have Dolph Lundgren coming off of Johnny Mnemonic, he's already played the role. Ladies and gentlemen, I want a John Wick era Keanu Reeves. I want the long hair. I want the brooding. I want the silent killing badass John Harker that we've missed. We've needed him for so long.
Nice. Yeah, I'm absolutely in. Yeah, Keanu is good in any role, in my opinion.
Especially a John Harker. He knows it. He was born to play it.
I've seen where the bastard sleeps.
Yeah. Yes. Such great line delivery. Steve, only maybe paired by Keanu himself there, buddy. Excellent work.
Oh, thank you.
That was in a clip?
I practice under the masters, so...
Yeah, well, I'm kissing the hose's ass so I can win this.
Doing a great job, boy.
Well, no worries.
I don't vote. But anyway, just wait till somebody picks JCVD. All right, excellent. Izzy, how about your Jonathan Harker?
Well, I realized if I'm going to have the lovely Lady Bellucci as my vampire, I'm going to have some himbos to get to get thralled here. So for Jonathan Harker, we're going to go with, because we've been on a supernatural kick anyway, Jensen Ackles.
Nice.
Wow.
And what does Dean Winchester bring to this movie?
I really, really, really want to see him just fall for Monica Bellucci.
Oh, okay. You're casting the romance movie. I get it.
No, see, I'm flopping a bunch of the roles. Yeah. So instead of Mina and Lucy getting thralled by the vampire, we're going to have Arthur and Jonathan getting thralled by the vampire, and then they're going to have to be rescued.
There you go.
Fair. I like it.
Nice. All right, Jensen Ackles as Jonathan Harker. All right, Sam, time for you to name your Harker pair, I guess.
Yeah, I'll name them both. I'm going to go, firstly, with Henry Cavill. He's been on a massive redemption arc from the Superman movies, and I'm just enthralled and questioning my sexuality every time I see him on a screen nowadays. So I'm going to go with Henry Cavill. Though Superman-era Cavill, you know, when he's just completely ripped, maybe that Cavill. And then for Mina Harker, I want to go with Florence Pugh. There's no way I couldn't put Florence Pugh in this film, especially after Midsommar. I just love her. She's fucking fantastic. So, yep, Florence Pugh.
Excellent. And no concern about the, 25-year age difference or whatever there?
Hey, that's fine. They're cool.
They still look like they could be a couple.
Okay, we're going to be 2013 Henry Cavill. There you go. Have him coming off Man of Steel. Okay, we still had a bit of respect for him.
That gets in the, half plus seven or whatever rule? Yeah.
Yeah. Florence how old was he? Should be early 20s, probably. Should be 23 or 24 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how old was Cavill in the Hellraiser sequel?
Hellraiser Hellworld? I don't know.
God knows.
Nobody knows, babe. Nobody's seen that movie besides us.
We don't talk of that. We don't talk of that, is he?
I mean, Lance Henriksen was in that movie. Nobody cares. All right, excellent choices, Sam. Izzy, time for your Mina or Mina Harker?
It's Mina.
Mina, okay.
So since all the guys are going to fall for this beautiful vampirist, they're going to have to be saved by some capable ladies. So for Mina Harker, I'm going to go Brie Larson.
Ooh. Yep, won me over.
Solid.
Guys, we're going to get a fight scene with Brie Larson and Monica Bellucci.
Ooh. I'm in.
Yeah, sign me up.
You're welcome.
Jesus. Can I offer time out?
That's the trailer.
Excellent choice. All right, Brie Larson as Mina Harker. And Eddie, ping the axe. How about your pick?
I don't have my soundboard, I know. No, okay, so I know I feel naked without my soundboard. I can't even do a podcast without that right now. But yeah, Skype doesn't play very well along with multiple audio inputs at the same time. Anyhow, so Mina, right? Already got a kind of a theme and kind of a feeling going here. I'm building a fertile ground from which the theme and the idea of my vision will grow. So for Mina, I gotta go a Crank 2 era by Ling. Now, hold on a second. This is ironic because she actually played Lucy in the 2001 movie The Breed, who we'll get to in just a minute. But I want the full subtitles through the entire thing. I just want by Ling from Crank 2 just hopping and bopping about and chewing up the scenery.
And the only person that understands her is Keanu Reeves.
Exactly. There you go. You've got it.
All right. Nice. Nice. Excellent choice. Bai Ling. All right, Eddie. Well, while we got you, what about Lucy?
This one was easy for me, and I'm going to do a bunch of fan service for all of my horror fans out there on horror Twitter. I'm going to pick Darcy, the male girl from Joe Bob's Last Drive-In. I fucking love her to death. I know she would love to be this vampire. And holy shit, she's got the appropriate attributes for the role.
Yeah. All right, excellent choice. Darcy. All right. Yeah.
Well, she follows Darcy. Me on Twitter, so.
Oh, well, shout out to Darcy. That's mm-hmm. EILF Movies. That's it. All right. All right, excellent choice. All right, Izzy, how about your Lucy?
So, again, because we're swapping the roles played, you know, the guys are getting entranced by vampires, the girls are kicking ass. We got Brie Larson for Mina Harker, who would be a good backup for her, who maybe doesn't believe in vampires till the very end. ScarJo.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have that little opening where they're sweet and innocent, just sharing a bed and giggling.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I drifted off there.
Sorry, I blacked out for a moment. What? Yeah? Okay.
You're all welcome.
Just giggling and hitting each other ever so gently yet firmly.
A little
with pillows.
Pillow fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Oh. Well, because like, we're going to open this movie like a regular Dracula movie. You don't realize until Dracula gets fairly established, aka Monica Bellucci, that it's the guys getting thralled and the girls are going to have to save the day. So.
There
you go. These are sweet little girls.
All right, Scarlett Johansson as Lucy. Wait, she already played that person in a movie, didn't she?
Yeah, Lucy, yeah.
Oh, but when she gets the force powers later. Hey, you know what? Never mind. Jesus. I'm jumping ahead. Excellent choice, babe. Sam, how about your Lucy?
I'm continuing my run of picking nothing but people from Britain or Ireland. I am going to go with a girl that I, if somebody told me she was a vampire, I'd fully believe it. I'm going to go with Anya Taylor-Joy. She's got that sort of surreal, ethereal look to her. Plus, I've already seen her in period piece The Witch, or Vivitch, if you want to call it that way. So, there's just something about her. Something about her I think that she'd nail it.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, great screen presence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent choice. Anya Taylor-Joy as Lucy. And Sam, now we got to go with Abraham Van Helsing. Who's going to be playing him? And why is it Hugh Jackman? No, I'm just kidding.
It is Hugh Jackman. That's my fucking pick.
Damn it.
He needs redemption, man. Come on, Steve.
Okay.
Yep. He needs redemption. He needs another crack at it. I think he's matured into the role. He's put Wolverine behind him, so we're not sitting there going, "What the fuck is Wolverine doing?" Yeah, he's got into it now. You know, I reckon he'd be great as an older version of Van Helsing.
Yeah, but we just watched it the other day, and I was like, you know, I'd watch this movie now that he's a little older. And
absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yeah, good choice, Hugh Jackman.
Cool. Can all my thunder back now that you've stolen it? Is that right?
Oh, sorry. Oh, here's a little bit back.
Awesome, thanks.
I'm sorry. Babe, how about you?
Oh, for Van Helsing, we got to go with somebody who's faced Dracula before. Somebody who's established as surviving a Dracula movie. So we have to go with somebody who has defeated Dracula before. For my Van Helsing, I'm going with current day Keanu.
Ooh.
Mm. Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
And why Keanu for Professor Van Helsing, other than experience fighting Dracula.
Dracula. Like, he's going to come in at the, like, the end of that second act when the girls are like, oh, shit, all the guys have fallen for this beautiful, voluptuous vampire. And he's going to be like, I know how to kill her.
I've already been there.
There's a thousand-yard stare. Yeah, no, that's good.
In fact, he's been attacked by Monica Bellucci before. So perfect. Exactly. There you go.
All right, Eddie, how about your Van Helsing?
Okay, so I had a hard time with my Van Helsing because I had to think, do I want to go with your Hugh Jackmans? Do I want to go with your badass who's going to come in, swoop in, and save the day? Or do I want who I envision a Van Helsing would be, which is kind of a bookish, nerdish, a little bit dweeby, but very, very self-assured, almost a leading man, I would say, you know, somebody who can take charge, but unconventionally masculine. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going with a reanimator era Jeffrey Combs.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Love to see
it.
Excellent. And why Jeffrey Combs, other than he's just the fucking best?
Well, number one, he's the best. Number two, if we're talking about chewing up scenery with all the other scenery chewer uppers that I've picked so far, I think this is a person who could hold his own. He's definitely got some experience in dealing with the undead. I mean, obviously, he's pierced through the veil of death itself. So I think we could go with his kind of bookish a vibe that he's got about him to lend a little bit of, I don't know, sophistication to what we've got going on between, you know, Dolph Lundgren, Bai Ling, and Keanu. We could use a little bit of that, a little class.
Excellent choice, Eddie. Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we have more picks and the pitches.
Hey everybody, are you looking for the perfect stocking stuffer for the holidays? Do you like supporting the arts? Well then you need to check out untidyvenus.etsy.com, the top one-stop shop that always pops her top. Are you a fan of dinosaurs? Snacks? Dinosaurs made out of snacks? Movie monsters? Unicorns? Cats? Dogs? Rats? Shrimp? Pokemon? Tie-dye? Paracord bracelets? Paracord dog leashes? Enamel pins? Coloring books? Block prints? Watercolor? Pet portraits? Buttons, magnets, stickers, bottle openers, artist trading cards, or really anything else that's awesome? Then stop on by untidyvenus.etsy.com. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping.etsy.com. New items are popping up all the time, so be sure to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon at untidyvenus. Or visit her website at izzycreates.com for the latest. Did I mention the snackosaurs? How about Gary the Unicorns? untidyvenus.etsy.com, the goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Check it out now.
I love the smell of movies in the morning.
There's no feeling in podcasts. There's no feeling in podcasts.
This podcast will be quite operational when your friends subscribe.
Feels. Real feels.
Not the feels. Not the feels.
Out of all the podcasts I've encountered, Real Feels was the most human.
Hey, it's Drew.
And Nathan.
And Jack.
Hey, guys, and we're the Real Feels Podcast. We come to you every other Wednesday with a brand new movie of a different genre every single time. So make sure to catch us on iTunes, Podbean, and any other podcatcher out there. You're the realest.
And the feelest.
Coming to yeha.
Hi, guys. We interrupt your favorite podcast to interrupt you with an ad for your new favorite podcast.
Wait, isn't this playing on somebody else's show?
Exactly.
So then how are we? I thought we were their new favorite podcast.
Well, we're going to become their new favorite podcast after they hear this advertisement for our show. What's our show called, Justine?
Superiority Complex.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Patrick?
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to @SoupComplex on Twitter, S-O-U-P Complex. And you can go to Facebook.com/SoupComplex. But our main page is on Podbean. And you can find us there at www.superioritycomplex.podbean.com. New episodes are out every Thursday. Justine,
yes.
What do we talk about on the Superiority Complex?
Nerdy stuff.
Perfect.
Don't get all sensual with your voice.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I heard it. It's a little inappropriate.
If you want to hear a little more of that, tune in to the Superiority Complex. One more time, Justine, what do we talk about?
Nerdy stuff.
Nah, wasn't the same. You tried.
Hi, this is Johnny C. McGinley, and you're listening to Everything I Learned from Movies. All the best.
And we're back. All right, Eddie. Now it's time for your Dr. Jack Seward.
Okay, Dr. Jack Seward, this was an easy one. I thought of Jack Seward, and I thought of a wizened man. So, the first thing that I thought, Anthony Hopkins, who ironically played Van Helsing in Dracula.
That's true. Excellent. Makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense. I think he is a better cast for Jack Seward than Van Helsing, if I'm going to be quite honest with you. I would love to see a mentorship kind of role from Anthony Hopkins to a Jeffrey Combs. I mean, that is just win-win.
Yeah, I can see it. Nice. Excellent choice. Anthony Hopkins. Sir. Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins. Magic. Mm-hmm. As Dr. Seward. All right, Izzy, how about you?
My Dr. Seward is a very selfish pick. This is an actor who I find wildly underrated. I also feel like he'd be a good, real, like, straight man in this movie. Like, just not believing in vampires, and you're not going to convince him. I'm going to go with Stacey Keach.
I love Stacey Keach. Okay, so yeah, good. Please.
I just let, like, yeah, it's vampires. He's the psychiatrist, guys. He's not going to believe this bullshit.
So the star of Titus as Dr. Yes. Seward.
Star of Titus. The head Nazi from American History X.
Mike Hammer himself, yeah. All right, excellent choice, babe. Stacey Keach as Dr. Jack Seward?
Stadanko.
I'm just picturing him, like, smoking a cigar and going, like, yeah, tell me more about the vampires, kid.
Excellent. All right, Sam, how about your Dr. Seward?
This is where I'm going to take a diversion away from New Zealand, Australia, and British Isles. I'm going to go with the one American that I've picked for this. You can write it down now, can't you, Steve?
I'm already starting. Go ahead.
It's Nicolas Cage. God damn it, it's Nicolas Cage. I know I need to put him in here somewhere. I feel like he'd be too on the nose as Dracula. I feel like this would be the perfect role for him. You know, just basically pull Nicolas Cage out of the movie Pig, chuck him into this. Perfect.
I mean, obviously an excellent choice, but why Nicolas Cage here and not as Renfield?
I don't know. I've got another option for Renfield, which I feel like, which I'll get to now. It's my turn again, eh?
So I guess on that note, who's your Renfield?
Renfield, I'm going to go with what I consider to be a younger version of Nicolas Cage, given how, wretched and insane he can be. Tom Hardy. I think he's going to get the ladies in the seats as well. I feel most Dracula movies, women aren't typically thinking, yes, that's the type of thing I want to go and see. So put Tom Hardy on the poster and alongside Henry Cavill and easy pitch.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, Tom Hardy, yeah. I can see it. I've seen the Venom movies. He can play crazy.
Exactly. They suck the life out of me. He's perfect for it.
Excellent choice. All right, Izzy, how about your Renfield?
Well, since Thunder's getting stolen all over the place, it's Nicolas Cage.
Of course it is.
Because I want him to go full Nick Cage.
Who screams off the damned?
And then Stacey Keach is on the inside of the cage, just like, yeah, the damned.
yeah, you're a vampire. I get it.
I'm a vampire.
Give him the hose. Yeah. Well, obviously an excellent choice, babe. Sorry, I stole your thunder. I'm just going to shut up now.
You're the host.
All right, Eddie, how about your Renfield?
So I'm not going for the beefcake with my Renfield, and I'm not going for the Nicolas Cage for my Renfield. I get it. You want to put butts in seats. I get it. Nick Cage is an immediate draw. Hardy, you got the man muscle, the beefcake up there. I want that Renfield, though, that makes you feel icky. I want that Renfield that is, like, lecherous and oily and greasy in his demeanor. Ladies and gentlemen, I am picking kind of an obscure one, Sean Whalen. Oh, if you might remember him as Roach from The People Under the Stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Just go Tammy Google. And the T-Rex.
Yeah. Go Google that man's face in The People Under the Stairs or in one of my favorite movies, Jury Duty with Pauly Shore. He played the accused who may or may not have raped Pauly Shore, question mark? I don't know. But, this man looks fucking unhinged. He looks like he just seeps out grossness, I guess. That's the Renfield I want. I want the insect-eating, almost dead and loving it version of the Renfield.
Nice. Excellent choice. Plus, I can totally see
I could see
it.
Dolph Lundgren just backhanding him left, right, and center. It would be so absolutely fun. Oh.
Excellent choice. Sean Whalen as Renfield. And I guess now it's time for your Lord Arthur Holmwood.
This was the easiest choice in ever for me, because I love the idea of the buddy cop Dracula hunt. Ladies and gentlemen, I want a strong lead to go off of Keanu, and I'm thinking a 1980s era, fresh off Escape from New York, Kurt Russell.
Yes!
You can't not love Kurt Russell. It is impossible. Impossible.
I defy you.
Keep your Tom Hardy's, good sir, and keep whatever himbo you have. I want Kurt Russell now.
Excellent choice. Kurt Russell as Lord Holmwood. All right, babe, how about yours?
Well, I mean, since I already have Jensen Ackles as Jonathan Harker, and we got to buddy him up to get to get eaten by vampires, guys, no shocker, Jared Padalecki.
Fair
enough.
And why Jared Padalecki?
He's got a cult following, so I'm getting asses in seats. Also, isn't it going to be fun? We watched him die so many times on Supernatural. He's actually going to get to be a vampire, maybe have a personality.
There you go. I mean, it worked for the Friday the 13th reboot.
Right?
Yeah. Right, Jared Padalecki. All right, Sam, how about your Holmwood?
Yeah, this was tough for me. I was trying to come up with a good one to, like as you said, sort of pair off of them. I'm going to go with John Boyega. I really like John Boyega. I don't feel like he's had nearly enough roles that he deserves, and everyone just knows him from Star Wars, but every other film he's been in, like Attack the Block, stuff like that, he's just crushed. So yeah, going to go with Johnny B.
Nice. Excellent choice. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And guys, now we're getting to the good nitty gritty. Sam, who are your Dracula's brides?
So, like, staying with the British theme, I basically thought to myself, what group of British women would sort of fit into the mold of being vampires? And I was like, well, they did suck the life out of popular music in the 90s, so I'm going to go with 1997 Spice Girls.
Excellent choice. I can definitely see it. Every last one of them.
All right. Absolutely.
Excellent choice. All right, Izzy, how about your brides?
Well, I mean, we need some beefcakes because Monica Bellucci has like very good taste, but we want to keep like our budget down. Can't blow the entire budget, but we also need something really good for the posters. So I'm going to go with Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and Henry Cavill.
Oh, there you go. We're
going to keep that budget down.
Really, down for one day, as opposed to casting them in the main roles. All the asses in all the seats.
That's right. It's America. It looks like we have America's, Australia's, and Britain's ass.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Chris Pratt, or is he too busy playing Mario?
I'm learning more and more about Chris Pratt that I don't want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go with these guys.
Wait, did you guys watch Passengers? No, wait.
Nobody watched Passengers.
Yeah, nobody did. Yeah. Excellent choice, babe. By the way, am I showing favoritism by saying babe? No, okay, it doesn't matter.
I've never won one of these, babes.
You can call me babe. It's okay.
Call
us all babe. Yeah.
Guys, I can tell you, sleeping with the host does not win you this show.
Well, I haven't tried it yet. I don't know.
Don't tell them that. All right, Eddie, how about your brides?
Okay, so anybody who's listened to my podcast, we love trios of beautiful women. And when you think about a trio of beautiful vampire women, there was this wonderful film that came out called Sorority Babes at the Slimeball Bowl-a-Rama. And then they followed that up because they still had a couple of tins of film left. And they said, you know what, we'll do another movie. We've got 48 hours. And they called it The Nightmare Sisters. And they were two of my favorite episodes of my show. And they star three vampire women that are the perfect casting. Ladies and gentlemen, Linnea Quigley, Brink Stevens, and Michelle Bauer. 1, 2, 3. Perfect. They are sexy when they need to be. They're strong when they need to be. I mean, literally, this Nightmare Sisters was the Brides of Dracula only with lasers and shit. It was perfect. So there's a lot of cocaine that's inspiring my picks here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mountains.
But we'll get to that.
I mean, you started off with Verhoeven, so we were kind of on that train.
What's our budget? A dump truck of cocaine.
Well, I mean, if you're getting these three back when Nightmare Sisters was filmed, I think literally the budget was lunch. So, but I love Linnea Quigley.
Yeah, excellent choice. Nice trio of scream queens. Mm-hmm. The Nightmare Sisters. All right. And Eddie, I guess now it's time for your wild card pick. What could it possibly be?
Well, I got to throw one out for the women because, you know what? I've been doing a lot of service for the men. Sure, you got the Dolph Lundgren. You've got the Keanu Reeves. And you've got the Kurt Russell. I had to take a moment because sometimes I get a little oof.
Well, anyhow,
a little bit. Yeah, I blacked out again for a second. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think for the wild card, what we need, even though it's Dracula, this is my reimagining. I need to throw another one of the big Universal movie monsters in it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want Dwayne The Rock Johnson as cyber werewolf from the future, a.k.a. the Wenwolf.
Oh, snap.
Damn. And that's all I need. I'm going to put the microphone down.
Yeah, don't drop it. Don't drop it. Excellent choice. Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the Wenwolf. Excellent. All right, babe, how about your wild card?
Well, Dracula movies tend to be quite cracker heavy, and mine is no exception. So to balance out all those crispy, crunchy crackers, just a second. Cat! No! Thank you.
Get that pussy off of the table.
Right?
All right. I meant the cat.
Anyway, to balance out all those crackers, we are going to bring in Wesley Snipes as Blade.
Oh.
Damn. Excellent.
That's strong.
That's good.
Excellent. Finally reprising his role once again.
Yeah.
Not just from What We Do in the Shadows. Via Zoom or whatever. Sorry. Check out that season one.
Wesley Snipes was right there on the computer screen.
Excellent choice. Wesley Snipes. Triumphant return. Sam, what is your wild card?
Well, we're talking about What We Do in the Shadows, and given that Taika is going to be directing this, he can't help but appear in his own film. So I want Taika to reprise his role of Viego in this film. Basically, I want to inject him in there, and yeah, that's basically it.
Excellent, excellent.
It'll all become a little bit clear when I pitch my film as to how he'd fit in, so, yeah.
Excellent. I was just going to ask, so with the time and place setting, do we want to have that be kind of going into your pitch?
Yeah, I'm happy to do it now. So okay. I was thinking time and place would be basically now. It'd be a modern-day telling, so we can fit the What We Do in the Shadows, Viego, into that film. And what I was thinking was, Taika's really good at doing satirical comedy. So I was thinking it'd be quite funny if in this sort of theme of horror films, Host and what was the other one? Searching, where it's like all told by video logs, you know, like vlogs or whatever they're called. And it's basically a film that sort of follows them around, has them like, you know, like basically follows the same story, but it's all basically like Henry Cavill playing this some type of like Zoomer who's just like, oh my God, yeah, what's up everyone? We're just going down to fucking Transylvania, it's gonna be amazing. And so when these people start dying, you're just like, oh, this is awesome. Thank God, you know, like you're almost like happy that these people do die. And so give my title, happy for the title?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, Vlog the Impaler. There we go. Vlog the Impaler. That's what I want.
Oh, smash that subscribe button. That's all I'm saying about that movie. I'm there day one.
It would be terrible, but I feel like Taika Waititi can turn terrible into awesome. He's done it a few times, so yeah, I definitely can see it.
Excellent choice. All right, Izzy, how about your time and place setting, and if you'd like to go into your pitch.
Ooh, so time and place, we're going to go with 1980s New York. Because, like they tried to do it with Wonder Woman 85, and they didn't do enough. They didn't go crazy enough. I want it to be like a wanted to be the behind-the-scenes video of Eddie's movie, just all cocaine and craziness and people going missing. And So we got that, and yeah, everybody can have big hair and just all over the top everything.
Wesley Snipes has an afro.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're gonna pick it out. There's gonna be a lot of bedazzling happening. yes. And then yeah, we're gonna go with just the classic. We're just gonna call it Dracula.
Oh, okay. Not a Dracula 84 or anything like that.
Let's go with that Dracula 84. Why not? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's Monica Bellucci and Brie Larson and ScarJo.
Yeah, I'm in.
Tell me you're not erect already.
A little bit.
Yeah, seeing them in leg warmers and shoulder pads, oh shit, yeah.
Right? Those super high cut leg hole
of the exercise
outfits
or whatever. Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
All right, I'm going to need a minute, guys. Hold on.
Yeah, oh, you have that good scene where Monica Bellucci walks in, but there's no reflection in the studio, in the studio mirrors?
Yeah. As she leads a jazzercise class. Yeah, I get it. Love it. Excellent. All right, Eddie, how about your time and place setting and your pitch?
Well, this is easy. So then in the 1980s, Jason may have taken Manhattan, but RoboDrac took Detroit. So it's 80s Detroit, of course, just before RoboCop takes place, right? Street crime is at an all-time high. We have a city that's been paralyzed by fear as a new type of predator stalks the streets. RoboDracula. Now, we're going to try to get ahead of OCP with the RoboCop program that they've got going on, right? We got to make sure RoboCop doesn't come out because he's going to screw this entire plan up. So the criminal syndicate, what they do is in the future, you know, after this has all taken place and everything's been screwed up, they make a cybergenetic werewolf out of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Literally, not like, it's actually The Rock. They just turn him into a cyber werewolf. It's some sort of a weird clandestine program. They teleport him back in time to go out and battle versus the joined buddy cop Dolph Lundgren and Kurt Russell that we have in like a three-way dance that we've got. Ladies and gentlemen, the title of my film, RoboDracula versus the Werewolf.
Yes!
HBO Max and theaters the same day. Excellent choices. Excellent pitches all around, guys. I would watch all of these movies simultaneously if I could.
Oh, they can be shared universe too. Like, I don't mind. Izzy, you and I, we're next door neighbors and in the same time frame. Like,
ooh.
I mean, the Coke truck has to go through Detroit to get to New York, right?
Is that's the sequel? Is the crossover between them?
Well, and of course that Coke truck is driven by Jason Statham.
So. Oh shit!
Nice.
Excellent. Well, all right, you've heard them gloat. Now go out and vote. Follow all these wonderful podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and of course on Patreon if they have those. But I'll let them explain more a little about that. Eddie, where can they find you online?
Well, you can always go to bloodybits.com to take a listen to my weekly podcast, The Bloody Bits Horror Show, where my co-hosts Tim Yobo and Candace and I discuss some weird horror movie once a week. It's currently going to be the month of October where we're doing Rocktober. We've already covered Black Roses. We're leading into Rocktober Blood. After that, we're going to Trick or Treat and then have a deathgasm. Nice. It's about as good as you can fucking get for a week. And if you like that, if you enjoy that kind of content, you can also check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/bloodybits, where you get access to our bonus episodes, as well as the Blood Bank, which, wink, wink, has a lot of content on it you might enjoy. You can follow me on Twitter at Eddie the Axe, or the show's Twitter at Bloody Bits, but I don't tweet from that one, so at Eddie the Axe.
Ping! There. Any sound effects for you?
Thank you, sir.
Excellent. Sam, where can we find your dulcet tones?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I host a podcast called Movie Reviews in 20 Qs. Basically, we take a movie and we ask 20 questions about it. That's the general premise, but we try to ask pretty weird obtuse, odd, kind of funny, sometimes pointed questions about it. We basically run the gamut. And yeah, if you just search Movie Reviews In, we'll probably be the first podcast to come up and find us everywhere. That's our Twitter handle as well. So yeah, you can find us there too. Yeah, cheers. It's been a blast as well, by the way, guys. I've highly enjoyed this.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. Izzy, where can they find you?
Oh, I'm on all the social medias under Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can also find my Etsy at untidyvenus.etsy.com, where I sell all kinds of good things that I make. I also have a Patreon now at Untidy Venus, and you can see behind-the-scenes art stuff, pictures of the pets, vote on new products, get fun coupon codes, all kinds of good stuff.
Excellent. And you may be wondering at home, what do they win, Steve? Well, I'm glad you asked, because once the votes are tallied and a victor is decided, they can win a brand new carbon-based art print of their choosing by the mystical and alluring collection of Untidy Venus, available at untidyvenus.etsy.com. And of course, you win bragging rights. And really, isn't that what it's really about? And if you'd like to be a contestant, reach out to us at EILFmovies, that's Everything I Learned from Movies, for your chance to play. So on behalf of Eddie, Sam, the lovely Izzy, our incredible studio audience, the entire Castaways Network, and all our fans across the globe, I'm Steve Dragool, and join us next time for Cast Away! Good night, everybody.